Tonight we are going to learn Tanya Perek Yud, which is on page 28, otherwise known as Daf Yudalad Amud Beis in Sefer Tanya. But before we do so, I just want to have a little bridge here from the last Perek to this Perek. So I want to learn a piece of Erech L'Chaim. Erech L'Chaim was authored by Rabbi Avram Chaim of the city of Zlotchev, not to be confused with the Zlotchev and Magid, who was earlier. The Zlotchev and Magid was in the times of the Baal Shem. This Zlotchev and Magid was a son-in-law of the Hafla. Zivig Rishin, Zivig Sheni, he was a son-in-law of the Mevaset Tzedek of Zlotchev. That's how he ended up in Zlotchev. He was a Talmud, he was a disciple of the Magid, as you soon see, but his Rebbe, main Rebbe, was Rav Moshe Leib of Sasev, and he had another one. I don't remember, but just to give you a little glimpse into the awesome greatness of the Mechaber here, the approbations, the Haskama to his Sefer, are from the following contemporaries of his: Rav Levi Yitzchak of Baditchev, Rav Yisrael the Magid of Koznitz, Rav Yankiv Yitzchak the Chayza of Lublin, Rav Avraham Yeshua Heschel the Abderov, Rav Yankel Ornstein, who was the Yeshuz Yankiv, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, Rav Motcha of Mikremnitz. And to top it all off, not the Haskama, but the introduction to the Sefer, like a 12-page introduction, is written by Ephraim Zalman Margolius of Brod, the author of the Mat Ephraim and all the other Svarim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the famous Sefer of... He was from the greatest of the great, the deepest of the deep. He did not leave behind children. And that is one of the reasons that he divorced the daughter of the Hafla, because they didn't have children, and married the daughter of the Zlotchev and Magid, the Mevaset Tzedek. Never had children. Okay, so let's see this piece, and there are two Yesoides that come out here, which is the perfect bridge, because last week we finished Perek Tes, where the Baal Tanya finished about how the true interest of the Yetzer Hara is that he wants to be beat. Kimashal Hazayna Shebezayar Kodesh. That's how the Baal Tanya finished the ninth chapter. Okay, take a look at this piece of Aruch HaChaim and Daf Tov Samach Dal in Parshas Vayakel. Kumi itchem trumal Hashem, kol nediv liba yivyevs trumas Hashem, zal v'kesev v'nechoshes. Says the Aruch HaChaim, ma da ome yivyeha. Why does it say she should bring it? V'la yoma yivyevs trumas Hashem, he should bring the truma. Gam l'chayre yivya es trumas Hashem yuter. That's what we were talking about. He's talking about the fact that he's going to bring it. So it seems to be superfluous. Minira. Now this piece is repeated three or four times in the Sefer. So this is a yisoid that he likes very much. Minira dini kasavti pirush hatagim yoynesin. We know that one of the tanoim was Rav Yoynesin ben Uzziel. Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel wrote a Targum on Chumash. It's called Targum Yonasan. The parashah is Bereshis. Al Posuk, Hashem says to Cain, Halim Tetiv Se'es, if you will do better than Se'es, you'll carry it. Then the Posuk says, Ve'elacha Chukasoi Ve'atatim Shalbai. To him will be your desire and he will rule over you. Explains the Targum Yonasan. Ubiyadcha masris reshuse diyitzerbisha. Into your hand I have given over the domain of the Yetzer Hara. Ulabasach vehe masve. And to him will be your, to you will be his desire. Ratzalayma ta'avase. That is to say, his taiva. So the Yetzer Hara will look towards you. Va'ante shalit bei, says the Targum Yonasan, you will rule over him, ben the mizke, ben the mechte, whether for righteousness or for sin. Ad kan l'shoyna. Ulechayra ha'tamiha, says the Aruch L'Chaim. What does this mean? What do you mean? For merit or for sin? The Yetzirah's job is exclusively in the domain of sin. So what kind of zechus is he talking about?
Sorry, what is the pasuk over here in Bereishis about?
In Tetuv says, this is where Hashem tells Cain, if you improve, fine, if not, you're lost.
When he's giving his targum, on which part of the pasuk is he?
I'm not sure. I don't know that it's not always word. It's not word for word.
Okay.
Says the Aruch L'Chaim, "Dehine Arava Gadol Beitzino Kedisha Merena Redoyv Ber Zecherna Lebrocha L'Chay Olam Haba." So the great Magid said, "Pirush Al Ma'asha Amru, that which the Gemara says, Barasi Yetzahara, I created the evil inclination. Barasi Tavlin, Hashem says, I created a spice. Dehainu Atoyro. Torah is supposed to be the antidote to the Yetzahara." Asks the Erech, ask the Magid, Halei Eina Moshel, Daimel Nimshel. It's not fair, it's not an accurate parable. Im Noisnim Tavel in the Tavel Habosar, if someone puts spice in to spice the meat, Habosar Iker. The meat is the Iker.
Oh.
Right? Is Vikan Oma Berosi Yetzahara? See here, you're telling me I created an evil inclination? Berosi Tavlin Atoira, and Torah is going to be the spice. Ve'echnomekan, what is he saying here? She Yetzaharu wa Iker wa Torah Tavlin. The Yetzahara is going to be the main staple, and Torah is going to be the spice. The Omar at the Magid Galant Shaemes Ukach, that this is the truth. She Yetzahara hu Iker ha'avdos, that the Yetzahara is where the action really is. Shashem is Baruch Baruch Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man, Lius Uyvedes Hashem, to serve Hashem, B'Yislavus, with passion, U'B'Koychus HaYetzahara, and with the power of the Yetzahara. Now, Avalim Yoichas B'Koychus HaYetzahara, but if a person only will work with the Yetzahara, HaYayochol Lipa Lases Gashmias, the person will fall into the domain of Gashmias. Ve'atoyrah hu tavlin, the Torah becomes a spice, meaning lishmer ha'adam, to guard the person, shlo yipol imis lahavos b'mais ha'gashmias. The Torah guards the person so that with his passion, he doesn't fall into the realm of Gashmias. Aval ikir ha'avdus hu b'slahavos. But where's the real action? The real action is with the emotions, is with the passion. Commercial ksiv, like the Zohar says, Oiraisa u'mitzvah, Torah and mitzvahs, b'loy d'chila v'rechima, without fear and love, l'ayparchus l'ayla, will not ascend heavenward. Ad kan devarav b'kitzer, this is the teaching of the Magid, v'kasavti b'makam acha b'arichos, and I expound upon this elsewhere at greater length. If you look at the footnotes, he brings some of the other places. It's worthwhile. Each place that he brings it, he adds a little spice, no pun intended. Now, next page. So that's step number one. Step number one is that the main realm of Avodah is emotion. Torah is there to guard the emotions, to see to it that the emotions do not flow to a place which is inappropriate. Next page.
So he's saying it is an accurate muscle.
That's therefore, that's how he's answering. Now, Ukashaivid Hashem Yisbarach. Next paragraph. When a person serves Hashem Bihislavus Hayetzahara, taka with emotion, with a brand, with a fire, with excitement, is Nimtza. What happens? Is Oisim Yetzahara, Yetzatayv? So he takes emotion, which up until this point, since we're living in a physical world, and this is really the point that I would like to bring out, relevant to the Tanya, is that the teachings of the Talmid of Baal Shem were that the Yetzirah is not evil. It's emotion. Put emotion in front of a screen that displays physical things, then the emotion will go to the physical things. Put the emotion in front of godly things, and the emotion will go towards the godly things. Okay? What comes out of that is that we transform. the Yetzirah into the Yetzirah. So he's taking it and really simplifying this message in an extreme way. Meaning, this doesn't involve necessarily a lifetime transformation. He's saying every time we use our emotions in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have taken the Yetzirah and we have transformed it, at least for that time, to the Yetzirah. Umikadesh, umitahir, and by doing so, we have sanctified and purified Koiches HaYetzer, the energy of the Yetzer. Avol kishoheilech achapitui HaYetzer, but when we follow the enticements of the evil inclination, ve'oisaveres, and we use the emotion for the negative, nimtu umikalkol, umachti HaYetzer, what we end up doing in that case is we distort and corrupt the Yetzirah, because what we're saying is that the Yetzirah is raw emotion. You could take it, and we could utilize it, l'toiv, we could take it and utilize it for ra. So when we take it and corrupt it, then we are responsible for the corruption of the Yetzirah.
Is he actually got a different conception?
Wait. Ki Yetzirah ba'atzmoi cheshkoi v'ritzoinoi, because when the Yetzirah presents itself in the realm of evil itself, its true desire is Shadam lo yitzayisayisay. His interest is that we not listen to him. K'may sheshamati mi'adoini mo'iri v'rabi ha'goin ha'chosid betzina kadisha, like I heard from my master, the goin, the chosid, Merenir v'shmul shmelka abdak tekil kadosh of Nikolsburg, like you heard from his Rebbe, the Rebbe Shmelk of Nikolsburg. Unbelievable pshat in a pasuk. Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Bakesh Shalom, search for peace, viradfeim, and pursue it. Says Rebbe Shmelk of Kilayma, that is to say, Im tivakesh Shalom im Yitzhar. You want to make peace with the Yitzhar? It's only one way. Viradfeim. Pursue it, and don't listen to him. Because that's really what the Yetzirah wants. He's got to do what he's got to do. You want to make peace with the Yetzirah? Then pursue him, meaning persecute him. That's the way to make peace with him, because that's what he really wants. Now look what he does with the Targum Yonasan. Vizeu, this is the meaning of how the Targum Yonasan translates the pasuk. Va'ant tehe shalit bei l'mizake oise. You can rule over him to cleanse him. Im loy tetzayis oise, if you don't listen to him. Ubein l'mecht oise, meaning, if you don't listen to his agenda, then you have purified him, meaning you have done what he wants. Look what he does here. Ulefiza nochem benusach alchet. It's got to have bothered every one of us. The one of the alchet is alchet shechaton lefenecha b'yetzahara. Yeah, like what did we do the other ones with? Right? Ayetzatayv. Says the Erech Lechayim. Vigam amasham b'shasham parat kol averus b'protus. We go through this whole list of averus. Vigam amasham alchet shechaton levenecha b'yetzara. Then we add for the sins that we sinned before you with our evil inclination. Kolayma shechaton levenecha b'yetzara. That is to say, the sins that we did with the yetzara, meaning shehalachnu acherat zosai, that we followed what he was advising us. Shenivra b'shvil zelafatis b'diyodim. He was created to entice us to do averus. Kamashikosev azoya, mashal azoya, and exactly what the Maltanya just quoted. The Zoya says that the Yetzirah was created to entice us, but that the Zoya it herself wants us to overcome. Kum tachais, that we could misuse the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is taka created so that we will overcome it. Is we have to clap an extra al-chait for the fact, for the times that we use the Yetzirah, and rather than overcoming the Yetzirah, we followed the external agenda of the Yetzirah. Ukishalachnu achar atzase, because when we followed what the Yetzirah was presenting to us, kilkalnu oisem amish, cannot. We've destroyed the Yetzer. We had the opportunity to utilize the Yetzer for the good. And instead, we corrupted the Yetzer, so we got to clap an extra al-chait for the fact that we ended up ruining the Yetzer.
So it seems that it's not, also. Oh,
if the Yetzer is what we make of it, then what's the distinction between Klipas Noga and the Yetzer? Klipas Noga, isn't that...
Right, the Klipa itself is the way the force presents itself, meaning the Klipas Noga has no emotions. Klipas Noga is the manifestation in physical things, in any one of the three realms. It could be in Machshava Dibur Maisa, but it's in the reality of the situation. The Yetzer, from its language itself, is the drive. It's the emotional drive. That's what it's referring to.
So it seems like it's not just a Bora term. The Or Lachaim has a different conceptualization of what the Yetzer Hara is.
Well, so what do you do with the fact that it's called the Yetzer Hara? The fact is, you have to deal with the fact that it is called the evil inclination. And the reason is very simple. Because we had before that this Olam HaMaisa is Rubai Ra, the vast majority of it is evil. And as a result, all the billboards in this world are ultimately going to guide in the direction of evil, unless a Jew comes along and harnesses that energy for good. So Vinishvi, the presentation of someone were to somehow measure the emotions of the world, the emotions of the world by vast majority are going towards Ra. So yes, a Jew is able to take it and to transform it, but it is the Yetzer Hara, because you know most of the energy that's coming from that realm is going to evil. All right, we got to move ahead here, because we're gonna get stuck. Now let's see what he does here in Perikyud, based upon that. What happens when a person is able to get the right side with a greater gevura than the left side? Okay, this godly soul has the upper hand. And there's such an intense war going on with his physical soul, until he's able to, first of all, expel and destroy his entire left side. He's able to get rid of evil and banish it from his left chamber.
It's possible.
What?
So he's saying it's possible.
Wait, you'll... Yes.
So then what's the Yetzer's point?
Wait. Come on, Shiksevu Batarami Kibecha. As the Pasuk says, you shall banish evil from within you, mikir becha, that it is totally possible. Yet, even though he's totally banished evil from within him, yet, ve'en ara nehepach l'toiv mamish. Yet, somehow, the evil was not transformed into good. Nikra, that person is called Tzadik She'en Gomer. One name for that person that Chazal use is a tzaddik, but is not totally incomplete. Another name that Chazal use for him is tzaddik viraloi, meaning dahainu, that is to say, sheyesh bayadayin ma'at mizeira, there is a tiny drop of evil, bichlal asmali, in the left chamber. Ella, it's there, but shekofuf ubatal letoiv, it is totally subservient to the good, machmas miyuta, because it is so tiny. Now, why is he insisting that it's there? Why is this necessary? Why does there have to be an evil there? Why can't he have totally gotten rid of it? Because really, he's gotten rid of it all. Aval be'emes, but in truth, ilu cholaf ahalach le'degamri, had he really totally annihilated it, kol rashaboy ha'yinepach le'toiv mamish, it would have been transformed. So, it's interesting that he's an all-or-nothing kind of guy. Meaning, if a person ever comes to the point where he is completely and totally eradicated all evil, then immediate result of that is that all that evil would have been transformed to the positive side of the ledger. If it has not, that means that there's still a drop of evil there. Ubi Iranian, let me explain this to you, he says. Gine, tzadik gomor, a total tzadik. And again, you have to remember that he's dealing with terms, not in conduct. This is a critical mistake that people make when learning Tanya. He's not dealing with a person, you could have a person who in conduct is totally, they've never made an error. And he's still not going to call him a tzadik gomor. It's going to be a benini, because he hasn't eradicated the evil. And he's talking here in absolute terms, not in matter of conduct, but in matter of constitution. And you'll soon see why this is important. He's going to spend no time talking about him, because this is not who the Sefer is written about. You'll see soon he says that these people are one in 100 million.
Who's one in 100 million? Tzadik Shehen HaKomer?
Any one of the tzadikim.
Any of these.
The tzaddik gomor who's totally transformed his evil, and for that reason he would be called the category of the tzaddik who's got it good, that is, by totally disrobing any one of the forms of expression from its form in evil. This refers to a person who is totally disgusted and revolted by any pleasures of this world. To enjoy the world like anybody else enjoys the world. To, in any which way, fulfill the desires of their body. And didn't do so for the sake of God. Why would they be so disgusted by them? Because ultimately, any of those forms of physical enjoyment derive their energy from the klipa and sitra achra. And therefore, anything that comes from the dark side, the tzadik gomer will hate it, he'll despise it with the most extreme form of hatred. Machmas goydel ahavas el Hashem, because of his extreme love of Hashem, u'gedushasei and his holiness, bi'ahav rab b'tanugim, his true love in true pleasure, v'chi b'yisera hanal, and as we discussed, his love for godliness, as a result of that, and here he says a very fundamental explanation about human nature. Ki emzeh l'umazat, they will always be one opposite the another. Kidechsiv, tachlis, sinos, anesem. I hate them with the extreme hatred. Lo ivim hayulu, they are my enemies. Chakani v'dalavavi, David the Melech says, test me, you'll see what's in my heart. Meaning, ukifi erech, goydel o ahava l'ashem. Here's how it works. Commensurate with one's love of Hashem, kach erech goydel hasina l'sitra achra, to that degree will always be one's hatred for evil, v'hamiyus baran, being disgusted by evil b'tachlis. Ki hamiyus, because being disgusted by something, hu hepech v'ahava mamish k'me hasina, being disgusted by something is the opposite of what love and hatred are. So, as a result of this, due to the fact that the tzaddik has such extreme love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he won't be able to tolerate evil in any manifestation at all, to the degree where, due to the fact that if there's ever a pleasure which does not in some which way impact their service from Hashem, to them it'll be the most revolting, disgusting thing in the world. Therefore, tzaddik she'ein gomer. So what's this category of the incomplete tzaddik? Who she'ein sein hasitra achra b'tachlis hasina. He never does anything wrong, but his hatred for evil is not absolutely extreme. U'lechein ein amoyes gam kem b'ra b'tachlis. And as a result, he doesn't find evil sickening. Is v'chol she'ein asina v'amiyus b'tachlis, as a result of the fact that his disgust and his hatred for evil is not so extreme, al korchach nisher eze shemetz ahava v'taynig l'shem, l'sham, therefore, there must be some small level of love or pleasure for physical things. He has not totally removed every form of these dirty garments. And as a result of this, he has not gone through a total transformation. Since he still has somewhat of a relationship with expressions of physical desire. The only thing is that there is such a small amount that it's considered ridiculously little, and therefore, in actuality, in expression, it's virtually nothing. The language of tzaddik v'ra loy means he's a tzaddik, but his ra is loy, meaning he's in total, absolute control of anything evil. Now, one thing that we have to be exceedingly careful with is when you read this black and white explanation and we see how distant we are from any semblance of this. So we imagine that if love and hatred is totally dependent upon this black and white picture, well then count me out. I mean, I might as well quit while I'm, because we're never going to reach this. And they're very careful to point out that this is not to say that one cannot experience love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu even though they like ice cream. And this is not to say that one cannot experience hatred for something evil even though their sina is not for absolute. This is not, all he's trying to explain and to clarify is how exalted and distant this level of tzaddik is to the point where we're not even called upon to aim for this. It's not part of our, this is not part of our tachlis. So he's bringing it down to categorize these things so we know exactly who they are. And what's more, he's also bringing them down because if you remember earlier, he explained that all of our hashpois come to us through the tzaddik. So you want to identify.
So he's not giving us a goal for someone to attend.
Correct. In fact, he is one. He is the believer, as we discussed earlier. Tzaddikim are born. Now, v'hine, madregezu mischalekes l'revoves madregas. We should understand that this level of how much tiny little bit of evil a person may have is separated into tens of thousands of levels. V'inin p'chines miyotara, in the concept of how much there is left, hanisha me'achas me'av yisoy desaroyim, how much evil may be left behind from one of the four, meaning some people's evil will be in the level of anger. Some people's evil will be in the level of water. Some people's, you know, each of us know where our skeletons are buried with regard to where our weaknesses are in our midas. And that stems from these four levels that we discussed. So for some people, their evil is batal in 60 times. So they have an 1/60th. Oybe elef urevav, and sometimes it's in 1,000, sometimes it's 10,000. Rekiyot aderech mashal. Vehein heim b'chines tzadikim harabim. This refers to the many righteous people, shebechol ha'doros, that exist in all generations, and none of them were alike. Kedisa b'gemara, like the Gemara says, d'tamneser alfi tzadikim. The Gemara says there are 18,000 tzaddikim, kaim mikam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that stand before Hashem. Okay, so there are many such tzaddikim, meaning people who don't act out in sin, they don't act out in, not just in action, but not in thought, and not in speech. And yet, they're not all on the same level of tzaddik. There's 18,000 levels of tzaddikim who never act out, or never think, or never speak evil. Absolutely. I think there's a lot more than 18,000. Ach, however, Amal is tzadik gomor. But when you're talking about this individual sensational level of a tzadik gomor, who shall Amar Reb Shimon bar Yochai? About this person, Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, Re'isi b'nei aliyah v'hem mu'atim. I've seen B'nai Aliyah, and we're going to define this a little bit next week with some other sources, but I've seen exalted people, but they are very few. Now look who's talking, okay? Reb Shimon bar Yochai is the one who's talking, okay? And he says about them that I've seen them, and they are, and Reb Shimon bar Yochai is not only talking in his time, he's talking about looking through the history and destiny of Klal Yisrael. What is this language of B'nai Aliyah? What does it mean, B'nai Aliyah? We use it, it's a term that we use loosely of exalted people. Says the Baal Tanya, Shalachein Nikroim B'nai Aliyah. You know why they're called B'nai Aliyah? People of exaltedness? Shemahapchin Hara. Because they are the people, unlike what we've just been discussing until now, that the vast majority even of tzaddikim are people who banish evil, not people who transform it. Right? But these are people, shemahapchin hara, that transform evil. Umalamay sadikdusha, and they're able to elevate it. Kedisa b'zoya b'agdama. This is a very oft quoted zoya in many sifri kedis. I looked it up and tried finding other references, but there are so many quotes in Sifra Chassidus on this Zohar that it was an impossible. So what's the language? Gorgeous Zohar. Shekishirotza Reb Chiya Lalis Lahechel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Chiya took a day trip. And he wanted to go visit the chamber of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Obviously in the hotel upstairs. Shoma, he heard Kola Nofik. He heard an echo go out. V'omar. And exclaimed, "Man min choin, whoever amongst you, di chashoicha mahapchin lenohira, who has transformed darkness into light, v'ta'amin miriro lemisku, and who has transformed the bitter into the sweet, ad leyesenocha, until you've done that, don't bother coming into this chamber." So you want to go visit a hechel, you got to make sure that you're carrying the right credit cards. And unless you've got the card that says that one has transformed darkness into light and bitterness into sweetness, you can't go into the Heichel of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So what's the definition? First definition of B'nai Aliyah. B'nai Aliyah is the person who has been able to transform their evil into the total evil into goodness. V'oid nikroim B'nai Aliyah. But a second reason that they're called B'nai Aliyah is mipnei shegam avidosam b'pchines va'asei toiv, because even their service, when they are doing that which we're called upon, called asei toiv, the positive mitzvahs, b'kiyum ha'toyra mitzvah seho, why are we doing it? Hu litzoyrech gevoya it's for the purpose of the exalted until the highest of levels. Meaning, the person is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. What's the opposite? Meaning, they're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they want to cleave to Hashem. To quench their thirst that yearns for Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, you who are thirsty, go to the water. That's not why they're serving. Now, halavai, that should be why we're serving. Halavai, we should be serving because we want to meet the yearning and the thirst of it. No, these people are not even, that's called self-service as far as these people are going. Ella, rather, why are they serving? Like it says in Tikkun HaZayir, Ezu Chassid. Who is the true Chassid? The Tikkun HaZayir writes, Hamis Chassid Im Koinai. He who does chesed with his creator, what does that mean? Im kan delay with Hashem's nest, meaning that the purpose of why the person serves Hashem is liyachta kudshabrichu shchinte betachtoinim, is in order to unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shechina here in this world. That is to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire of having a dwelling place here in this world. That's the exclusive reason that this person fulfills mitzvahs. Like it's written in the Zohar and Shmois, Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Kibro Tishtadl Bosar Avoy V'Imei, it's like a child who follows after his father and mother. Derachim loin yoiser migarmei, he loves them more than himself. V'nafshein is on nefesh v'ruchem v'nishmosei. U'moser garmei l'misa loyu, he will even go to his death for them. L'mifrak loin to redeem them. K'meshi k'savati m'okamach. The point being, b'nei aliyah means he's serving for a higher purpose. He's not serving to meet his own. Forget about serving for reward. We're not even addressing that. But even a person who's serving because tzamanav shel Hashem, his heart thirsts and yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on some level that's self-service. So when Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that I've seen bnei aliyah, he's referring to a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for total service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for their own. There are all these famous stories of the people who gave up the Chelek and the Maba and were able to serve totally the Shema, over the people who were able to give away their Chelek and the Maba for whatever reason and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu just for the sake of Liyachta Shema Dikud Shabrich Shinteh. And this is the simple meaning, by the way, of the words we say before we do a mitzvah. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrich Shinteh. So, Mitzvah, next week we will start by showing you what some of the other Svarim talk about this concept. Again, here he paints it as being an extreme, exalted level of Bnei Aliyah. And I'll show you some other sources that talk about the fact that this is an Avodah that even we can have a relationship with. It doesn't necessarily need to be something which is way out there and untouchable, but this could be something that we can relate to. So next week... Yeah.